USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the second time in 7 years, Chicago's public school teachers have walked off the job. Teachers going on strike today, and the union president, Jesse Sharkey, says there is a lot to negotiate.
We need to have the tools that we need to do our jobs in our schools. That's extremely important. We need to have pay and benefits that give us dignity and respect. We don't think we're there on that yet.
Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot pledging her team will work around the clock to try to end the work stoppage and get the school year going again as quickly as possible. Even political rivals are mourning the death of Maryland Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings. He died this morning in Baltimore. He was 68. Earthquake drills are going to be held around the country this morning. We're to drop cover and hold on at 10:17 a.m. local time. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Top Democratic leaders, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, stormed out of a meeting with President Trump at the White House, claiming the president had a meltdown, and Pelosi calling him a third-rate politician. However, U.S. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy was there, and he says the meeting went on despite their exit.
You know the most interesting part? They left the meeting. Other Democrats stayed, and we had the most normal meeting you could ever have that was productive with the general, the joint chiefs, the secretary of defense, and the president.
That meeting to discuss the situation in northern Syria, where Turkey is invading and targeting the Kurds who had fought beside U.S. troops against ISIS, but the troops from the U.S. have now been pulled back by President Trump. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are now in Turkey to try to broker a ceasefire, but the Turkish president says there's not going to be one. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A storm forming in the Gulf of Mexico could threaten the U.S. Gulf Coast, as the National Hurricane Center says there is a 60% chance that the system will turn into a tropical cyclone over the next few days. The Hurricane Center says the Gulf Coast can expect gusty winds, rough surf, and rain later this week and into the weekend. The fate of the Hollywood Ripper is now up to an L.A. jury. Michael Gargiulo was convicted of murdering two women and trying to kill a third, and the jury is now deliberating whether to give him the death penalty or life in prison. The 43-year-old attacking women who lived near him in various parts of Los Angeles County between 2001 and 2008. He's also wanted on charges. He killed a neighbor near Chicago back in 1993. And a Utah trooper is being called a hero after pulling an unconscious man out of a vehicle just seconds before it was struck by a train. A dramatic dash cam video showing the trooper, Ruben Carrera, running to the vehicle that was parked on the railroad tracks north of Salt Lake City, desperately trying to get the man out in time. Another trooper can be heard yelling that the train is coming, Correa pulling the man out just in a nick of time, the oncoming train then smashing the vehicle, sending it flying some 30 feet. The driver of the vehicle and the trooper were both uninjured. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.